Okay, good evening everyone. My name's Dean Winter, I'm the Mayor of Kingborough and it's my pleasure to welcome you here to this Kingborough Council meeting. It's Monday the 7th of April, it's 5:30pm and so I officially declare this meeting open. First thing to do is let everyone know that we obviously live stream the meetings because that's how you're probably watching this. But also we record the meetings and we place the audio on our website, and if you've ever would like to listen back, you can go to our website at kingborough.tas.gov.au to have a listen. And the General Manager will confirm that the audio has commenced.
Confirm, Mayor.
It's confirmed. So we are off and running. Acknowledgement of traditional custodians. At this stage of every Kingborough Council meeting, we acknowledge the traditional and original owners of the land in which we meet, the Muwinina people. The Muwinina people are the traditional and original owners and custodians of this land. We pay our respects and acknowledge their elders past, present and emerging. Attendees this evening, we have myself, Councillor Winter, we have Councillor Westwood, we have Councillor Bastone, Councillor Fox, Councillor Grace, Councillor Wass and Councillor Reet. Have I missed anyone? No. Our General Manager is Gary Arnold. Our Director of Governance, Recreation and Property Services is Daniel Smee. Our Director of Environment, Development and Community is Katrina Stevenson. Our Manager of Works is Darren Johnson. Our Media and Communications Advisor is Sam Adams. Our Customer Services Coordinator is Kelly Nichols. And our Executive Assistant is Amanda Morton. Apologies this evening, we have Councillor Cordova and Councillor Midgley who are both on a leave of absence, and Councillor Street has sent his sincere apologies for being unable to be here this evening. Confirmation of minutes. We have a draft motion on page 1 that says that the minutes of the open session of Council Meeting number 5 held on the 15th of March 2021 be confirmed as a true record. Would anyone like to move or second that? Move by Councillor Fox, second by Councillor Reet. All those in favour, please say aye. Those against? Motion is carried. Workshops held since the last Council meeting. On the 22nd of March we held a budget workshop, and on the 29th of March we held a workshop on the Southern Cat Management Draft Strategy. We also discussed election projects at that workshop as well. The declarations of interest. Does any council have an interest they'd like to declare in this evening's meeting? No. Would anyone like to transfer an agenda item? No. Questions without notice from the public. Would any member of the public like to ask a question? Stand up on the lectern, and Councillor Fox might help to make sure it's turned on.
Testing. There you go. Testing.
Beautiful. If you just start with your name and where you're from, and then your question. Thank you.
My name is Shannon Peter Allen. I'm asking a question regarding 14 Edward Street, Gordon, in regards to a development application. It's in regards to a request for a Part 5 agreement in regards to bushfire management plan that I've submitted in the application. Now, I've been requested in the development application to have the Part 5 agreement signed and registered with the Titles Department in order to gain the building, I forgot their term, sorry, but to have the development application acknowledged or successfully passed. My request is that instead of that, I have the Part 5, that I can seek the signatures for the Part 5 agreement while I have a building, while I have permission to start building. This has been done in the past in numerous projects that I've undertaken under other building companies on much larger projects, mind you. And if I could seek the Part 5 agreement as a condition of gaining occupancy, that would help myself and my family out greatly, as we would then meet the deadline for the New Home Builders Grant, which I'm desperately trying to get over the line before June the 25th, I believe is my deadline. And I also ask this knowing from experience, I also ask this knowing that both of my neighbours who are affected by this Part 5 agreement have signed letters stating that they are happy to acknowledge it. The problem is my neighbours are, one of them in particular is overseas as a marine pilot. Then I also have to get it signed by the banks. Then I have to get it registered with the titles department. So if I could have permission to seek it concurrently, that would be greatly appreciated.
Thanks for your question. There's a bit in it, but what we'll do is tomorrow morning, as soon as our planning team's back up and running, we'll ask them to immediately provide you with a response.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Okay, given there's no other members of the public here, we'll call questions without notice from the public finished, and we'll move to questions on notice from the public. And there's a question on Blackmans Bay toilets from Mr. John Maynard, and an officer's response there as well on page 2. Next item is questions without notice from councillors. Any councillor have a question to Councillor Grace, and then Councillor Westwood. Councillor Grace.
Yeah, I have a few, if you don't mind. Regarding a question I raised last month on Bruny Island regarding the plant hire, could council provide us with a list or who is registered on the island for council plant hire under the registration forms we have? Annual register or whatever you call it?
Mr. Johnson. I just have to turn it on the side.
No, she's... Through you, Mayor, yes, we can provide you with a list of our preferred contractor register.
Second question to that, Mayor. Could you also supply us with... as I understand, we have four workmen on Bruny Island, and at the time this plant was idle, which it says that they had to go grading roads, I believe three council workers were on leave. Annual leave or long service, but annual leave, I believe. Could we confirm that?
We had three mayor, sorry, we had one worker that was on long service leave, a worker on annual leave, and as you'd be aware, we do a four-day working roster on Bruny Island, a four-day week, which makes it incredibly hard to have all the workers on the ground at any one given time when you're trying to provide them with their other leave entitlements as well. But we do then provide a service from this side to the island when required.
I suppose that leads me to another question that I wasn't going to raise, was the fact that why are we doing it with day labour then if we're short of work staff? Why don't we call? My question is, why didn't it go out to tender or quotes?
Mr. Arnold.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Grace, we're not short of staff in the day labour area, and the decision as to whether works go out for tender or are handled in-house is generally made at the time depending on what the job is, what the circumstances are for other work programs, etc. There are a whole lot of factors that go into that decision.
I quite understand that, but in this case it wasn't looked into thoroughly, I suppose one could say, as a question. But we don't need to dwell on that any further, but I just raised a question on the ability of the four workers we have on the island. And you answered that. Snug Bridge, Snug Creek Walkway Bridge had lots of people asking what is wrong with this bridge. I'm no engineer, but I can tell you now, I've looked at it, and I did give the general manager a copy of the design of that bridge only Thursday last week. I'm asking a question, Mayor. Are we going to get another assessment on that bridge?
Mr. Johnson.
3, you, Mayor. We have an independent assessment conducted by AusBan, which are leading experts in that field in Tasmania, and their advice is for replacement. Are we going to get another assessment done, or would need to take that on notice?
Thank you. I think a lot of people would be very grateful if you did so. But anyway, I won't dwell on that one anymore. But the other question, final question I have tonight, is there any progress yet regarding the bus shelter being painted purple at Lower Snug? Through you to the General Manager.
Mr. Arnold.
Pink. Thank you.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Grace, I think it was last council meeting when you raised this. I responded by saying that I had written to the CEO of Metro to raise the issue on your behalf, and I have received no response. But I would remind you also that the bus shelter is not the property of council. It is the property of Metro or State Growth, depending on who you ask on the day.
I fully understand that, Mr. General Manager, but it's 2 months since I raised it, not 1 month. I did raise it again last month, and I guess I'll keep raising it and raising it and raising it. I won't go into it, but a lot of people are asking because it was a Glenn McGrath as part of that cancer thing, plus the Cancer Council of Tasmania.
Councillor Westwood.
Thank you, Mayor. I am inquiring about the status of the pathway at Spring Farm. I understand a development application has been lodged or was close to being lodged. Just wondering if we could have an update, please.
Mr. Smee.
Through you, Mayor, the developer lodged a draft plan that was lodged for pre-assessment that was assessed internally, and advice was provided, and that advice went back to the developer some 2 weeks ago, but we're yet to receive the formal lodgement of the development application.
Councillor Wass and then Councillor Reid. Councillor Wass.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I was just wondering whether I can be reminded of the distance council requires for food vans to be away from retail coffee food fixed outlets.
Mr. Smee.
Through you, Mayor, we do have a policy on that, but the exact distance I would need to look up. I don't know it off the top of my head, sorry.
Councillor Reid.
Thank you. It was terrific to see so many people over the Easter break enjoying the new Kingston Park playground, but there has been some concern from members of the community about the overflowing rubbish bins. And I know that it's been brought to council's attention on social media, and I'm just wondering if there are there is a solution in place to ensure that they are emptied more regularly so that they're not overflowing. It reached well and truly over capacity and was all over the grounds. People were trying to do the right things yesterday, and clearly it was just there were more people visiting than anticipated. So I was wondering if you could just give some assurance that we have a plan in place to manage that appropriately.
Just before I ask Mr. Johnson to respond, I've just got some feedback that people on Facebook are having a difficult time hearing us, so I'm sure we're on to that. But in the meantime, I'm going to try and speak a little bit louder, and I'm sure Mr. Johnson will as well.
Through you, Mayor. Yes, we have increased the rubbish collection to a 7-day-a-week operation. We were doing 5 out of the 7 days, but clearly that wasn't enough. So we've increased it as of today to 7 days a week, at least through to the end of the school holidays, and then we'll revise that and review that and see whether we need to continue 7 days a week.
I have to say, it's a good problem to have. Great lot of people there. Okay, the Now, we now move to... I don't have any other questions, so I'm going to move to questions on notice from councillors. We have roadworks at Adventure Bay Road from Councillor Bastone. Second one is machinery on Bruny Island from Councillor Grace. Third one is Bruny Island contractors from Councillor Grace. Fourth is rubbish bins on Bruny Island from Councillor Grace. And they were the four questions. We now move to motions of which notice has been given. And at the time the agenda was compiled, no notices of motion have been received. Next is petitions still being actioned. There are no petitions still being actioned. Next is petitions received in the last period. And at the time the agenda was compiled, no petitions have been received. So, officers' reports to council. We have our next item, which is request for consent to build outside the building envelope on lot 2 on sealed plan number 1794-28-14A Bonnievale Drive, Howden. There's a recommendation on page 8. Would anyone like to move and or second that? Councillor Fox and Councillor Westwood. Councillor Fox.
There's not much to say, really. The report recommends that it is a very minor issue, and it's worth saying yes. Thank you.
Yes, I wasn't expecting a lot of debate about this one, and given there are no other lights on, I don't see any reason to continue on debating it. The motion was moved by Councillor Fox and seconded by Councillor Westwood, and the motion is the council determined to grant consent under the covenant on sealed plan number 1794-28 to allow development on lot 2, which will include part of the dwelling and an outbuilding shed to be located outside the building envelope listed on the title and substantially in accordance with the plans approved under development application DA 2020-431, council plan reference P4, submitted on the 4th of January 21. All those in favour, please say aye. Those against, motion is carried unanimously. Next item is on page 12, and it's curbside food, organic and garden services. There's a recommendation on page 14. Would anyone like to move and or second it? Moved by Councillor Westwood, seconded by Councillor Reet. Councillor Westwood.
Thank you, Mayor. This is a really exciting meeting. It's great to see this report coming to Council. A year ago, well, on the 5th of October, actually, so not even a year ago, we introduced a curbside garden organics collection service, which has been taken up by 7,300 eligible properties. Very well received, and the next part of that curbside collection service is to extend the garden organics to food organics as well. Initially we didn't think this would happen for quite some time, but we've now been advised that it can commence in October of this year. The expected cost is an additional roughly $10 per tenement, so that would be around $90 to $95 per household, on top of the $85 that people are already paying. So I think it's a very reasonable fee for service that that residents get a lot of value from. Very disappointingly, I no longer receive a curbside collection service anymore. but I do know that there are a lot of people who have been waiting for this service and are really excited that potentially pending a decision tonight, it can be rolled out to eligible properties in October.
Councillor Grace.
Just back on Councillor Westwood. So that's an additional, so they're paying $85 now, and to get the additional is going to cost them another $90, or is it total $90?
Is that through you, Mr. Johnson?
Mayor?
Through you, Mayor. The fee is still to be confirmed, but it is estimated at $90 to $95 per year.
In total, including green waste. Yeah. Yep.
And that is for everyone.
Those people who are eligible, and those people who have not opted out of the service.
Yeah. So the ones that's opted still can opt out again. Yeah.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Councillor Watts.
Thank you, Mayor. When we had a consultant talk to us, the consultant indicated that it would be roughly 2 years before we took on the food organics. And certainly on the report on page 14, 8.1 risk, there is a small risk of confusion over acceptable materials. I support the recommendation, however, I'd like to know what Council is planning in relation to getting the eligible residents in mind with this coming on board, and whether there will be a couple of printouts that will go out to those people so that there will be some form of consultation, so that from day one the system will run smoothly and not prove difficulties and create issues both for them and for us. So I'd be interested to know what we're going to do to ensure a smooth passage.
Mr. Johnson.
Through you, Mayor. There will be a mail out to residents who are currently on the Greenway service, and through a communications plan that we'll develop with our communications officer, we'll make sure that the residents are notified of both what can and can't go in the service, and make sure it is a smooth transition.
Mr. Johnson, before you go somewhere else, can I just come back to there with just a suggestion maybe for staff to consider? One, we should be advising those people as soon as possible, and secondly, a number of weeks prior to the first collection, just reinforcing our message as to what can and what they should be doing. And that's just a suggestion, so that a couple of mailings direct, so that those people are well aware. As I said, I'd like to see it go ahead without problems and issues for all concerned.
Through you, Mayor, that's noted, and in my notes here we say that 3 months prior notice is what we're aiming for.
So, Mr. Johnson, for those who aren't familiar with the FOGO service, who might be watching online, can you explain what it is and how it's going to look to a resident when it comes on board, comes online with us?
Through you, Mayor. I asked for some advice regarding some questions that might have been thrown at me this evening, so it might be easier. There's only about half a dozen or 10 here, that so it might be easy to go through those. It might explain that in some more detail. So we've talked about the fee. If residents look to opt in or out of the service, it would be currently the same as the Greenway service, through either contacting customer service or through an application on Council's website. The FOGO itself will be processed at the same facility as the Green Waste, which is a holding facility at Brighton, and then it's transported to its processing facility at Interlaken. How will the FOGO service impact the Green Waste disposal at Beretta? Well, there's no change to the Green Waste at Beretta. That is chipped on site, so that's Green Waste that's delivered on site. It's not the Green Waste that goes into your Green Waste bin that we use for FOGO. Will residents get a kitchen caddy? All residents on the current Greenway service will receive notification and to the FOGO service and be offered a kitchen caddy. Kitchen caddies are a preferred option because the compostable bags, the feedback that we've had about that is that people tend to use whatever plastic bags they can get their hands on if they don't have the compostable bag, so the FOGO ends up being more contaminated at the initial processing facility. Will residents get a new bin? No, they'll continue to use their current bin, but now they can add food, paper and compostable items to the bin. What's suitable to go in a FOGO bin? All items that are suitable for green waste, plus food scraps, leftovers, dairy products, meat bones, eggshells, cooked food, coffee grinds, tea leaves, paper towels and tissues, compostable cups, plates and cutlery.
There you go. Perfect. Councillor Reid.
Thank you. Like others who have spoken, I'm excited to see this happen, and I know it's something Councillor Westwood has been advocating for quite a while, as have many members of the community. So it is great, and it makes sense that we're actually going to be doing it ahead of the state government's waste levy for landfill so that we can get ahead of the game and reduce our landfill by the time that's introduced in November 2021. I was interested in, at present, the waste will go still to Interlaken, which is obviously some distance away. I know that there have been discussions about an alternative site that may be introduced in the future. I'm wondering if those discussions have continued on, if we're any closer to that.
Mr. Johnson.
Through you, Mayor. I'd have to take that one on notice. My research doesn't extend that far, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so Mr. Arnold, I wasn't sure exactly at that level whether anything happened, but Mr. Arnold might be able to add something at his level.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, Councillor Reid, I can assure you those discussions are ongoing and, you know, drawing to hopefully a conclusion shortly.
Okay.
And Council will of course, be notified of the outcome.
And just in terms of the timeframe for when the education package will go out to people about the service, how far ahead of the service starting, apologies if you already said this, but how far ahead will that be? Because I imagine there are some people who have opted out of the organic garden service. I'm one of those because I don't have a lawn, but I want to do something with my food scraps. Mm. So I imagine there might be other people who are in a similar situation. So what sort of time frame so people can then still opt in by the time this starts if they wish to?
Mr. Johnson.
Through you, Mayor. So the transition through the current existing contract is quite easy to do. So that obviously translates hopefully into quite a seamless transition for us with regards to dealing with all the residents that are opting in or opting out. So we're estimating that 3 months notice prior to the commencement date of the FOGO service, and that allows us for the purchase of the plant and equipment that's also required or if required.
Thank you. Thank you.
Councillor Bastine.
Thank you, Mayor. It's probably a silly question, but can people opt out of the FOGO bit but still get their green waste?
Through you, Mayor. No, I don't think you can just do one. It's both. It's the same bin.
Councillor Grace.
I can't see how it's going to work. And how much reduction in waste. To be quite frank, we've talked about the reduction. Councillor Cordova's not here tonight, but I've been sitting around the table a long time and we've always been told we were going to look at ways of reducing waste. This will reduce pretty well very little, in my opinion. That's my opinion, Mayor. And how's it going to be controlled? It's food waste. How's it going to be? It's going to be in a separate bag if people put it in a separate bag, but it's not going to be always put. Yeah, you just throw the and compost it. Is that your idea,
Mr. Johnson?
Through you, Mayor. Is that your?
Through you, Mayor, yes, it is. The food waste goes directly into your green waste bin, so your green waste collection will be as it is now. There'll be no changes to that. And each council at the initial handling facility has its own section there so that they can actually start to track where some of the waste may be contaminated so that it doesn't contaminate the whole lot before it goes to Interlaken. So, it's been quite successful with other councils, and I think it'll be quite successful here.
Thank you.
Okay, there are no other lights on. Councillor Westwood, would you like to sum up?
Thank you. Just to respond to a couple of points raised by Councillor Grace, the introduction of FOGO removes food organics from household from going to landfill. Certainly this is not my area of expertise, but I gather that removing them from landfill, as stated in our report, is equal to the permanent removal of 984 cars from the road in Kingborough. So there is a substantial environmental, a positive environmental impact from the introduction of a FOGO service, a full FOGO service. And it is part of our waste management strategy, and it's really exciting. There's a lot of people in our community who've been advocating for the introduction of a full FOGO service for quite some time now, and they're waiting in anticipation. And the full cost is around $90 to $95 per year. That's a fee for service based on cost recovery, and it does give people the option of putting out a third wheelie bin for those properties that are on the existing curbside collection service once a fortnight, on the opposite fortnight to their recycling, and everything goes in that bin and is removed from landfill.
Okay. Just another question.
Councillor Grace, Councillor Westwood's just closed the debate, so unfortunately. Oh. So it was moved by Councillor Westwood and seconded by Councillor Reet. And the motion is that Council transition to a curbside FOGO collection service commencing in October 2021. All those in favour, please say aye. Those against? We'll have a division. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Councillor Bastone, Reet, Westwood, Fox, Wass and Winter. And those against is Councillor Grace. The motion is carried. Next item is confirmation of items to be dealt with in closed session. And the motion is that in accordance with Regulation 15 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2015, Council, by absolute majority, move into closed session to consider the following items: confirmation of minutes and applications for leave of absence. Someone would like to move and second that? Councillor Reet moves and Councillor Bastone seconds. All those in favour, please say aye. Those against? Motion is carried. So in accordance with the Kingborough Council audio recordings policy, the open session will now close. Thanks to everyone for being with us on Facebook. This is a 30-minute council meeting, which is the shortest of my 6.5 years on council, and it might be the shortest of Councillor Fox thinks it might be. It'd be up there in her 30 years. but we did do an important one with FOGO, so thanks very much for joining us, and we'll see you again in a couple of weeks' time. Thanks very much.